welcome to the Fertility Conversations podcast. The goal of this podcast is to create more awareness about infertility and to provide support to people trying to conceive. Thank you for listening today, and we hope you will be encouraged. And now, here is your host, Ola.
Welcome to episode 7. Today I'm going to be talking about how to choose an IVF clinic. Of course, this is based on factors that I consider to be important based on my own experience. But before going into the list of factors that I've noted down, let me speak a little bit about my own experience with IVF clinics or fertility clinics. So my first experience with an IVF clinic was in my home country, Nigeria. This clinic was highly recommended and quite popular and not at all cheap. But it was my first experience. And like many other people, when you go into your first IVF, you think it's just going to work out. You know, sometimes you start imagining that, hey, I'm probably going to end up with twins or triplets or quads. You know, so of course in reality, IVF is not guaranteed. And unlike what many people think, multiples are not always the outcome, but that's not the conversation for today. So the clinic was great in the sense that it was clean, good location, not too far from me at work. The staff seemed pleasant enough. The first meeting with the doctor was fine. She seemed nice enough. But then she asked me what day of my cycle I was. And then I told her, and I remember her saying, oh, wow, that's great. You can actually start the cycle today, the IVF cycle today. Would you like to go ahead and start today? And of course, I was like, oh, okay, we can start right now. She's like, yeah, you can, if you want to. And I just thought, hey, why not, right? Why wait? So we did some blood work. I made some payments. The drugs were given to me. And I was also given a drug to down-regulate, basically to shut down the ovaries. And then my husband visited the clinic a few days later to provide some samples and also some for storage sperm. So basically, the protocol drugs decided without us getting any of my blood work back. Fast forward to future scans. I was told my body wasn't responding well and the ovaries were not, you know, the eggs that were seen in the scans weren't as much as they would like. So the doctor increased the dosage of the drugs and I was taking the multiples actually. I remember, I believe it was gonal F, menopause, and growth hormone. Few more scans and they still didn't seem so happy with the what they were seeing. I mean, there were some eggs, but just not enough, according to them. So the doctor spoke to myself and my husband on one of the occasions and she goes, well, based on the scan results, I think we need a backup plan. And then she said, there's another lady currently having an IVF cycle right now at all with us. So what we can do is take some eggs from her and then fertilize with your husband's sperm. So on the day of the egg retrieval, if we don't have enough from you, then that way we have eggs from you and eggs from the other lady. And then she goes, well, you need to make up your mind within the next 24 hours if you want to do this because we're getting close to the egg retrieval. So I thought to myself, like, are you serious right now? Like, you're going to talk about this in the middle of a cycle? We'd never even discussed donor eggs before. It was just so weird. Like, how do you do that within the cycle? There's absolutely nothing wrong with donor eggs or donor sperm or embryo adoption. There's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with bringing it up within a current cycle, you know, without, like, if we had discussed this at the very beginning and we had proper counseling, or we decided to do a tandem cycle, basically a cycle where you do your own eggs and also have a donor also being stimulated at the same time. If that's what we planned from the very beginning, it would have been totally different. But that's not what we planned. And so she really shouldn't have brought that up within the cycle. But in any case, we declined to do this and we proceeded with just continuing to take the drugs and wait for the egg retrieval. I should say that a few times I contacted the doctor, every time calling her phone, she never responded. She never, even when I sent her text messages, she never responded. So the only time I actually ever got to speak with her was when I went to the clinic. At the end of the day, we got to egg retrieval. Looking back now, I think the eggs were probably fried in the sense that I took a whole lot of drugs and it was very high dosage. So I'm not sure that was actually good for the eggs. But we got the eggs, they fertilized, and we had enough to transfer. But unfortunately, it wasn't a successful cycle. So the pregnancy test was negative. And then I met with the doctor and she goes, okay, well, in the future, what we're going to do is we'll just stimulate you and then we'll transfer embryos into you and also get a donor and also transfer into a surrogate at the same time. And I just thought, I'm not sure how we've moved on from where we are right now to that being the next plan. But, you know, I kind of made up my mind that I wasn't going to come back here anyways, so it didn't really matter to me what she was saying. I just moved on along to another clinic. This other clinic, also in Nigeria, also highly recommended. People had told me this doctor was totally amazing. And when I met him, I actually felt the same. He was pretty nice, took his time, got the proper blood work done, got all my tests from the previous treatment, at least it spoke to me about it, told me to come back later to discuss the test results and decide on a protocol to move forward. All the times I contacted him, he always called me back. If he wasn't available to answer, if I sent him an email, he responded promptly. Based on the blood work, he decided to use a drug called Menopur. Now, unfortunately for me, my body didn't actually respond to that drug. So I took the drugs for a few days and then we increased the dosage and still there wasn't really any response. So it was clear the cycle wasn't really going anywhere and the doctor appeared really disappointed. He sat me down and explained that, you know, sometimes these things happen and that I shouldn't give up and we can try again with different drugs and a different protocol. So he was great. Like he did all the right things. He was empathetic. He seemed genuinely concerned. He wanted us to try again with another protocol. He was willing to take the time to keep trying till we hopefully get a desired outcome. But at the time, I just couldn't do another cycle at that time. I just needed to some time to think and decide about other options available for me. And since leaving, since that time at that clinic, I've actually referred quite a few people to that doctor, the second doctor. So even though it didn't actually work out for me, the doctor was still great. Like he was great, his clinic was great, he seemed to know what he was doing. So I referred people to him all the time. You know, again, this is based on my own experience. So even the first clinic that I had a bad experience with, some people found it fine, right? Some people had success with it. Some people think it's okay. That's the thing about IVF clinics. There is, no matter how good a doctor is, you're going to find people that don't like the doctor or didn't have a good experience. And no matter how good a clinic is, you're going to find people that don't like the clinic. And no matter how bad a clinic is, you're going to find people that liked it. So it's hard and can be quite subjective at times. But in any case, I decided not to go back to that second clinic. And again, I think my husband at the time wanted to just try something else. So the third time we went to the UK, a place I also consider to be home. I went along with all my results from the past treatment and details of the protocol, and the clinic was actually pretty amazing as well. In fairness to them, they did say to me that they consider themselves lucky, right? And they had an advantage because I'd been to two clinics before, so they could use the results of what had not worked there and try something different. So they had that advantage, which other two clinics didn't. The doctor gave me a much gentler protocol, mild stimulation with gonal F only, and the response was excellent. Like, during the scans, it was always like, wow, why was there a problem before? So really, it was clear that this was a much better protocol. This was a much better drug for me. So we got to egg retrieval, fertilize, and transfer. And then we also had embryos to store. Now, we had been going back and forth about genetic testing, which is something we wanted to do for a known condition. But we kept on going back and forth on if it was right to do it based on our faith. And, you know, it was just, it took a lot of time in coming to that decision. So we said, by the time we did the transfer in the UK, my husband and I had agreed that if that cycle wasn't, like if that transfer wasn't successful, we were going to test any other embryos for the genetic condition we're concerned about. And so that transfer wasn't successful. However, we did have frozen embryos, so that was great. But we needed to do a couple more cycles based on the fact that we wanted to do the testing. And we knew that for sure, based on statistics, there was a high chance a whole lot of embryos would be affected by the condition. So we needed a couple more cycles and genetic testing. And this clinic in the UK, though it was really great, it was quite expensive. So doing a couple more cycles plus genetic testing just seemed like way too much money. And I didn't want to do that. My husband said we should do that again, but I just thought, you know what, if we can find it somewhere else cheaper, then we should go. So we went along to different countries in Europe, different clinics, and I did some cycles as well in Europe. Now, I didn't cycle with every single clinic I visited in Europe, but I needed to have some conversations done and to also speak with doctors that had experience with the genetic condition we wanted to test for, and also the fact that I had some recurrent losses in the past. I also wanted to speak with a doctor that had experience in that area. So some clinics I went and cycled, I had cycles, IVF cycles with in Europe, were not so great. Some were. You know, I remember a doctor that insisted that we should use Menopur again, even though I told him it didn't work in the past. And when we did that, the outcome was not good. And he wanted to do the same thing again the next time. So I just thought, you know what, you're not listening. This is not the clinic for me. I had another, so I had some clinics that were great, but then there's some that have their own views about genetic testing. So it's important that you check this with your doctor, ensure they are willing to test the embryos and don't have their own beliefs about the fact that you shouldn't test. So you should have that written, have the doctor confirm that in writing, that they're okay with genetic testing and they'll be able to test the embryos if need be, if that's what you want. Just ensure that's done. So now, from all my experience in different clinics, I can say that for sure, there are many great clinics in Nigeria, and there's some clinics that are not so great. Many great clinics in the UK and other parts of Europe and America and wherever else around the world. The great clinics everywhere, and the clinics are not so great everywhere. So it's not based on the country. And again, even though I say I had bad experiences at certain clinics, some people might find them okay. So again, you just have to find the right clinic for you. That's the important thing. But with all my experience, that's why I made the list of important things to consider when choosing a clinic, right? So don't choose just based on referral, right? What works for your friend, like I said earlier, might not, what works for one person might not work for another person. So choosing a clinic is very personal, very subjective. What works for me might not work for anybody else. So even though you might get referrals, it's always good to contact the clinic yourself, have a consultation with them, do your own investigation, check out other information about them and see if you feel it's the right clinic for you. So whether I check when researching clinics, always important to check on their website, check reviews as well. So you also have to check how quickly did they respond to you. When you send an email to them, do they respond promptly or does it take forever? When you call them, do they answer your questions or call you back if need be? Because it's important that you see how well they respond to you at the beginning, right? Because if they're not responding well enough at the beginning, they might not respond at all when you start with them. How long has the fertility clinic been in existence? The doctor, how long have they worked with infertility patients? Do they have a lot of experience? Are they aware of your own specific condition or requirement? Does the doctor have experience in that area? So for example, if you're dealing with male factor infertility, is there a urologist at the clinic or with the partner clinic that they work with that can deal with the issues? If you have specific issues like maybe fibroids or endometriosis, do they have a specialist that can deal with that as well? So it's important. They might not have it specifically, but they might have other hospitals they work with that has the specialist. Ask for their success rate. Now, I should keep in mind that success rates, it's not always, doesn't necessarily give you the right answer, because sometimes some clinics might only treat people that have, you know, people. So some clinics might not take what people might refer to as hard cases, you know, or they might refuse to treat people over a certain age with their own eggs. I might ask them to use only donor eggs, so because that way the chances of success might be higher. So again, that can impact what the success rate is. As well, where did it keep the embryos, the eggs, the sperm? Are there a facility there? Is there a backup generator if there's an outage, if there's a power outage? How many embryos can you transfer in one cycle? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4? Who decides that? Is it yourself or the doctor, or do you both agree together? And if you do agree together, please ensure you have that in writing. What are the opening hours? When do they close? Do they open on the weekends? If they're not open on the weekends, if you have an egg retrieval or transfer and it falls on a weekend, what happens? If, for example, you're taking drugs during out-of-office hours, what happens? If you need help, is there a nurse you can reach? Is there a number you can reach someone that can assist you? So it's important to check that as well. How many doctors are at the clinic? Do you get to see the same doctor all the time? Is a certain doctor assigned to you? Or does the doctor change every time you come to the clinic? I, for example, prefer to have one person dealing with me alone. I don't want to come each time and it's a different person. But some people don't mind having different people. So just check with them and confirm what it is. So that way you can check if it works for you. As well, check, of course, price. What's the price? It's very important for the entire treatment. Ensure any add-on fees. Ensure there's no hidden fees. Does the cost cost that you're paying, does it cover all? Does it cover the drugs or is it without drugs? Does it cover the monitorings and scans? What about if you need to store embryos, leftover embryos from the cycle? Is that covered in the cost or is that an additional cost? If the cycle gets canceled prior to egg retrieval, like it did in my case, the second clinic I went to, the cycle was canceled before we got to egg retrieval. What's the fee you pay? right? It's usually a different fee than if the cycle actually got to egg retrieval and transfer. So just check. And then what do you pay if you're doing a frozen embryo transfer? Does the clinic have a payment plan? What are the payment milestones? Do they offer any packages, maybe multiple packages? Maybe it's cheaper if you sign up for 2 cycles or 3 cycles. Just confirm all the details and ensure that you have it in writing. If the clinic is far from your place, does the clinic have any maybe discounted rates for lodging around them, like the hotels or Airbnbs or places around them where you can stay over? So for example, if you're leaving like an hour away from the clinic and you need to do egg retrieval or transfer very early in the morning, you might decide to stay closer to the clinic the night before. So it's good to check if the clinic has any discounted rates for hotels. As well, for any tests being done or procedures, is it all done at the clinic right there? Do they have a lab for that, or do you have to go to another lab elsewhere? And if the lab is elsewhere, just check the proximity. Is it somewhere you can get close, you can get to quickly? So it's important to just check that as well. If you get a chance, definitely speak with the embryologist. I think it's nice to meet with him or her, or just have a conversation, see how they work in the lab, and just get a feel for how the person is. Now, if you require donor gametes, so either donor egg, sperm, or if you require both, so like an embryo adoption, does the clinic have that option? What's the procedure? As well, if you have your own cycle and you have leftover embryos and you want to donate it to another couple or to another person, what's the procedure for that? Or if you need a surrogate, is it available through the clinic, or do you have to bring your own surrogate? All those are good questions to ask if it applies to you. All right. As well, let's see. How are the staff? Like, are they pleasant? Do they seem nice? Do they seem to always respond to you quickly? Do they seem upset if you ask them questions when you call? Are they pleasant? All those factors are important because, you know, you're going to work in that clinic for some time. So it's important that you work with people that make you feel okay and wanted and heard. So those are some of the facts. And of course, in my case, because I also want to do a genetic testing check, if that applies to you, if you want to do a genetic test, ensure that the clinic is able to do that, either themselves or if they work with another lab elsewhere that does the genetic testing for them. Right. So this is not all the things you can check, but, you know, those are some of the things that I find very important for you to check when trying to select a clinic. Again, if a clinic, obviously, if the clinic promises you like 100% guarantee for sure, probably a good time to run, because IVF is not guaranteed and no clinic should be promising you that. Having said that, like I noted earlier, with every clinic, good or bad, you're going to find some people that like it and some people that don't. So it can be quite subjective. So it's a personal opinion, and each person will have a different experience. But my takeaway from this is, the takeaway that I want to focus on from this whole conversation today is that you need to be your own advocate and you need to speak up all the time. If you're not happy with something, let the doctor or your clinic know, ensure that you're heard, and yourself and the doctor can decide on how you want to proceed. I think I found my clinic now for sure, fingers crossed, after going all around. But but at any point in time, even if you feel you found the right clinic and they're not willing to listen, if something has happened that you're not comfortable with, let them know. If they're not willing to change, then perhaps it's time to move on to somewhere else. So I hope that this helps, of course. I wish you the best with choosing the right clinic and the right doctor for you, because again, sometimes the clinic can be right. They can be right doctor. Because even in a clinic, there can be 2 doctors. You can be happy with one and not happy with the second one. So sometimes it's just meeting with the right person that you feel listens to you and hears you and is willing to work with you and tailor the protocol to your own specific needs. So good luck with your search, and I hope you find the right clinic and doctor.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Fertility Conversations podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Fertility Conversations. If there are any topics you would like to have discussed, please send an email to fertilityconversations@gmail.com. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Thank you again for listening. Take care of yourself and do stay hopeful.